schedules than I would have. When we was trying to get, you know, somebody, two people for today.
I said, okay.
Yeah, because Dottie passed about 4 different things by me. She's like, well, if you want to do somebody at 1, we can do somebody at 1. If you need somebody at 10, I was like, it's okay, Dottie. We can go with what you got. You said 11 and 2. 11 and 2 will work fine. I know you want to get back. So if you want to
I told him, I said, actually, you know, we could have started. My mom, she was the easy one. You know, because I would get her here. I said, we could have started her at 10. But then we was going to have a big gap because the next people couldn't either show up at 1:30 or 2 o'clock.
Right.
And I said, so Jeff said, well, let's go at 11. I said, well, 10:30, 11 don't matter with me. Because we're going to, at some point in time, we're going to need to go to the nursing home. One lady is in the nursing home.
Okay.
And we had thought about doing her today. We didn't know if that would be easier to do her today or wait and do her, but I had called the nursing home to talk to the administrator to see if it was okay if we could come in there
and record.
And she hasn't called me back, needless to say. So at the end of the this session, I'm going to go by there and see if I can see her one-on-one.
Right, sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah, yeah, well, see, the thing of it is, they've changed administrators. I used to know the administrator, but now they've changed, so that kind of messed with me.
Okay.
Pop's going to bring some water and some ice.
Okay.
In case you need it.
Okay.
And that'll be it.
All right.
And then y'all just.
Okay, that sounds good.
Great.
Thanks. Right. Thank you, Dottie.
Okay. I just throw that again.
No, you want to wait until Abby comes so we don't have that interruption, or you want to just go ahead and take that interruption?
We can just take it.
Okay. All right. You ready to get started then?
Yeah.
Okay. We know you filled this part out already, but we're going to go through this just to have it on tape so we can have that part documented on the tape, and then we'll move on. Okay, so today's date is 10/15/2003, and the interviewers are Sanja and Becky, and we're in Roswell, Georgia, at the Best Western. Okay, could you tell us your name?
Do I know my name?
You're gonna be
Jane.
All right, Andrea. you're gonna be like my grandmother. You're gonna be crap. I can see it. And your age?
I'm listening. How old am I, Gail?
How old are you? 80 what?
85.
Two more. Two more.
87. I'm 87.
All right.
Okay.
And you are a fine young woman. And you identify yourself ethnically as, you say you're...
What you say now?
What race would you say you are? What ethnicity would you say you are? How do you identify yourself?
She don't understand that question.
So do you say that when people ask you, do you say that you're African American, or do you say that you're black, or what do you
black.
Say? Okay.
Black. Mm-hmm. You prefer that label? Okay.
Keep it simple.
And how much education have you had?
Oh, I don't know.
What grade did you go to?
Oh, I went through the eighth grade.
Okay. And what occupations, what types of jobs have you had?
Well, mostly. Don't forget.